Good evening, folks. This is going to be a short show tonight. This is Bob Abson. I'm your host. This is the Working Persons Webcast. We're missing my good friend Bill tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to be along a little bit later, but we are running late due to scheduling conflict with Mother's Day. And tonight, the discussion on the show is going to center around whether or not Donald Trump is mentally ill. There seems to be a lot of concern about his state of being or his well-being, and it's shared among many prominent folks that have been discussing it publicly. Of course, there are other issues that we could discuss surrounding the situation at the White House, such as the Russian money that's possibly influenced our elections. And then there are the growing number of people around Donald Trump that apparently have violated laws related to lobbying and being foreign agents. We have, of course, Mr. Flynn, who had to resign as the Secretary of State. We have apparently the Donald Trump's son-in-law has a sister who has been out promoting the brand and using apparently the name of the White House and the family folks that are involved, and of course raises the issue of conflict of interest. So there are plenty of things to discuss tonight, and we'll just get started. I'm going to play a little bit of a discussion about what it means to be mentally ill, and what are some of the signs that we might look at Donald Trump and ask ourselves if he fits these descriptions. So I'm not sure if you can hear this, so I'm going to sort of paraphrase to make sure that you can hear what's going on in the background. So this gentleman is reading some information that comes out of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-4-TR, and the gentleman admits that he himself is not a psychiatrist or a mental health professional, but he's merely pointing out that these patterns of behavior are what are described as representing this particular kind of narcissistic personality disorder. The first one is the pervasive pattern of grandiosity, need for admiration, lack of empathy beginning in adulthood, and indicated by five or more of the following symptoms. One is a grandiose sense of self-importance. One is fantasies of unlimited success, power, beauty, etc. Three is believes he or she is special. Four, requires excessive admiration. Five, has a sense of entitlement. Six, is personally exploitative. Seven, is interpersonally exploitative. Eight, lacks empathy. Nine, is often envious or believes that others are envious of him. And nine, shows arrogant behaviors or attitudes. So let's dive into these one at a time. Let's start off with grandiose sense of self-importance. And I'm going to just play this excerpts from Donald Trump. And I'm hoping that these will be broadcast loudly enough through the mic over the air.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to stop for a second, and I'm going to change the setup here so that instead of this coming across on my headset, which you probably can't hear, I'm going to play it so that it's actually going to come out of my speakers, and hopefully that will enable you to hear what I'm hearing as I'm playing it. So if you will just bear with me, and while I'm taking care of this, the minor technical details, I'll mention that there are a couple of other important things that we might want to discuss tonight. For example, the firing of Comey, the FBI director, and the relationship between the firing of Comey and the firing by Richard Nixon of Archibald Cox back during the 60s. There may be a similarity there that you might actually be interested in taking into consideration. Let's see. I'm not seeing my microphone. My speaker's plugged into the right computer, so bear with me while I take care of that little detail, too.
Grandpa, I hear you outside.
And?
I hear you outside, Grandpa.
Where's your 50?
You're silly.
So, I have some visitors here who aren't aware that I'm broadcasting on the radio right now, so bear with me, and I'll see if I can get my speakers set up appropriately and properly. I also have a granddaughter here who is sharing the afternoon with me in my studio. So I'm absolutely certain that somewhere I have speakers that I can plug in here. Now, if all is well, I will be able to adjust the volume over to the right speakers for playback. So we've got Logitech, we've got high definition audio device. Let's give that one a try. Properties. Test disable show. And
only one has a grandiose sense of self-importance.
I think you might be able to hear
Business
that.
Business Week magazine, which is now Bloomberg Business Week, said in a vote of its readers that Donald Trump was the world's most competitive business person, with Bill Gates being number two and Warren Buffett being number three.
Now, I just want to remind you that what we're talking about here is whether or not Donald Trump has a sense of grandiose behavior, or whether or not he feels like he needs to name drop and be more important than he actually is.
I've beaten many people and companies, and I've won many wars, fairly but intelligently earned many billions of dollars, which in a sense was both a scorecard and acknowledgement of my abilities.
Two is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love.
All right, so we talked about his grandiose sense of himself. Number two is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Donald Trump, anybody think that he's preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, and brilliance and beauty or ideal love? But we'll see what Donald Trump has to say about that.
When I bought Miss USA, Miss Universe, I made sure that the women were really beautiful because they were getting a little bit not as beautiful. Look, everybody knows me. I've had an amazing life. I've built an amazing business. And actually, they said, oh, he didn't say what his business is worth. It's actually a much higher number than the number I gave. If Putin likes me and if he thinks I'm a good, smart person, which, I mean, I hope he believes it, I am. Actually, he's right. I am brilliant. You know that. But
three, believe that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other people of high status.
I mean,
So do you get a sense of Donald Trump's brilliance? Let's see if we get a sense of his feeling that he should only associate with people of high status.
I don't know. Maybe people don't want my message. Maybe they want to stay mediocre. And if they do, they should put a politician in office, because that's what's going to happen.
Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
Four requires excessive.
Yeah, I know that this is just the audio portion of this YouTube, but I wish you could have seen the smirk on his face. And maybe you did when he made that statement. I'm going to back that up and play it again. You might have actually seen him speaking during the campaign when he made this statement, and the smarmy smirk that he made with facial expression when he said it.
Some better than me. Which is why...
in office, because that's what's going to happen.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Nobody. Nobody, Donald.
Which is why I alone can fix it.
Yes, only you, Donald. Only you can fix it. All right, number four. Requires excessive
admiration.
I employ thousands and thousands of Hispanics. They love me. I just did so well with the evangelicals in the poll. I love them. They love me.
They love me. I love them. They love me.
They're successful. And they love me. And by the way, I think I'm going to win the Mexican vote.
We have employees that love us. You know, they love me. They love us.
Bing, bing.
They love me. They love us.
Bing, bing, bing.
I understand everybody loves what I'm doing in terms of the border.
Everybody loves what I'm doing. Everybody loves what I'm doing at the border. Do you love what Donald's doing at the border?
They love me. 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 They all love me. I did very nicely in life. They love me. I love them.
They love me and I love them.
They love me and I love them. We love you, Mr. Trump. They love me.
Five.
They love him. And is there anybody that thinks that qualifies an excessive need for admiration? All right, number five, has a sense of entitlement. For example, unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his desires.
Sense of entitlement, i.e. unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations.
It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
This whole election is being rigged.
I don't even know. And when you start, they'll let you do it. You can
do
anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the fishing. I can do anything.
Six, is interpersonally exploitative, i.e. takes advantage of others to achieve his or her own ends.
Oh, well. I want to go back and just revisit the last little section there about the sense of entitlement. So I think this one is maybe not quite so well understood or quite noticed as much, but there's definitely a sense of entitlement here.
Clients with his or her expectations.
It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, you know, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. This whole
election is being rigged.
The whole election is being rigged. In other words, unless the election is held such that he gets the advantage it's automatically given to him, then it's being rigged.
And when you're a star, they let you do it.
And when you're a star, this is as famous when you're a star, they let you do it. And I'm not going to dwell on this since I have my three-year-old granddaughter sitting in the room with me. So we'll just kind of pass over this part at the moment and move on to the next piece of
six. Is interpersonally exploitative, i.e. takes advantage of others to achieve his or her own ends.
So this is personally exploitive. Let's see how Donald is exploitive.
This was the promise of Trump University when it launched, direct from the university chairman's own mouth.
At Trump University, we teach success.
So I don't know if you folks remember Trump University, but that was where he took thousands of dollars from people and promised them that they would achieved the same success that Donald achieved. Promised that he and some of his top business people would be teaching these courses, and then never showed up, and nobody that paid the big bucks ever actually got to see Donald. They did get their picture taken with a cardboard cutout of him.
That's what it's all about, success.
It's going to happen to you.
Promises, promises, Donald.
He started looking at Trump University and discovered that it was a classic bait and switch scheme. It was a scam, starting with the fact that it was not a university.
Not even a university. So, exploiting people using his name, building a brand around his name, using it to exploit people, and
hey, Grandpa,
some people would
this,
say,
Grandpa?
Steal money
what
from
is
him.
This, Grandpa?
So we're going to take just a 30-second break here while we explain what this little snake toy is to my granddaughter, Lexi, who is here sharing the space in my studio while we do this show. You know what I think this is? I think this is a toy snake.
Toy snake?
So, could you bring me a little bit of cream to put in there? So we'll move right along with signs of mental illness. No, the cream and the mocha cream that's in the refrigerator. Creme brulee, I believe it's called. So, exploitative with Trump University.
What's this student who writes, I have not been able to get in touch with anyone after I signed up for the Trump Gold Elite program. All the numbers have been disconnected. One student who paid $25,000.
$25,000.
To high-level mentors claims he hasn't been able to get in touch with his non-existent power team. And as for investing knowledge, a student says he wrote off Trump University as a bad investment on my part.
And some of the folks that went to Trump University said that they could have gotten the same information just off of a Google search on the internet. So exploitative was number 6 of the characteristics of someone who exhibits narcissistic syndrome. Let's move on to number 7, lacking empathy. Do you suppose Donald Trump had any empathy for the people that he took $25,000 each from? For Trump University?
7, lacks empathy, is unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Muslims.
People only believe in jihad.
Do you have any Muslims in your neighborhood? Is a Muslim like a baby moose? I don't know. Anyway, Muslims, no empathy for refugees fleeing a civil war.
They don't want our system. They don't want our system. And have no sense of reason or respect for human life. They have no respect for human life.
And now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said.
Oh, and now Donald mocks a reporter with a disability. This is a real sign of empathy on Donald's part.
I don't remember!
That reporter he is talking about is Serge Kovaleski, who now works for the New York Times. As you can see right there, he suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arms.
8, is often envious of others or believes that others are envious of him.
In the meantime, I build this incredible empire. It's got a tremendous net worth, very little debt. And then I hear some pundit or some person say, he doesn't deserve to be on the stage with a senator. The senator is nothing. And I'm not saying senators are nothing. I'm saying certain people are zeros.
But what is it with you and Megyn Kelly?
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated. You know, she
90 seconds.
She starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her, wherever.
So, this is about having empathy for the other person. What kind of a guy says those kinds of things? What kind of a professional person? I mean, I know that we used to see kids in our junior high schools say those kinds of things about
60.
Some other kids that they didn't like in school, but Donald Trump should have grown up by now. He should be an adult. And is that the kind of thing that you expect to hear somebody who doesn't have a mental illness say? And I said this was going to be a short show. I did want to take a look at Donald Trump's mental stability. Our show ends at 7 o'clock tonight because our Blog Talk agreement has time frames that go up until 7 p.m. But tomorrow, next Saturday, we'll return to our regular time, 4:30 to 6:30. I hope everybody can join us. And we'll look at more national news, but we'll also look at more state news and see what's going on with people like Rick Scott and our legislature and some of the local issues that we should be. So I want to thank everybody that joined us today. Apologize for the change in the schedule and look forward to seeing you back next week.